Well, top of the morning to you guys. It's kind of breezy here and quite chilly. Very wintry. No snow, just damp. So I see a university in Florida has fired all their DEI operatives, or people. Ha! They finally woke up. And woke being the operative word there. Have you ever kind of noticed that all the DEI people are generally femmes? It's because DEI people aren't really a real job, is it? They can get lots of money for doing absolutely nothing. Well, not nothing. They can create division and destruction that really wasn't there before in the companies or universities, wherever they are. That's all they seem to produce. There isn't really a problem until they get there. Then there's a big problem, apparently. But it's just like another scam from the femmes. It's like they're all mostly, a lot of them, are models. Of course they're not, and they're influencers. What does that mean? Well, it's not a real job, is it? I don't know why it's taken such a long time for people to actually see the truth. But in the schools or the universities or a company, there's no real divisions or problems until the DEI person gets there. Then there's loads of them, isn't there? And can people not see that they're the ones that create the divisions? Because they have to warrant who they are, don't they? Remember that scammer, femmes, who said games were racist and sexist? Can't remember her name. Sargsyan or something like that, wasn't it? And she created more divisions and more problems. And in fact, destroyed the gaming industry for everybody, including femmes. And it's only later on they found out she was just a scammer. Well, let's hope that the businesses and companies actually see through these DEI people. It's their job to create division. They're really just activists. And of course, it's basically a form of wokeness. And we all know wokeness destroys. And who are the carriers of the wokeness, generally speaking? Femmes. Man builds worlds, and femmes tear them down. See you later. I'll be over in the corner if you want to talk with me.